And let's pray. Father, you are a God of mercy. You are a God of grace. Father, you have mercy and you have grace upon those who look to your Son as their Savior. And Father, I pray for us now as we seek to remember your Son, that by your grace you would enable us to do that well. And I pray it in Christ's name. Amen. In our time around the Lord's table today, we are going to look at some things that are said about Jesus in Revelation chapter 1. So if you have your Bible, turn with me to Revelation chapter 1. John is writing to the seven churches, and he's writing to explain to them the events that will unfold at the end of this age. And this is a startling, astounding revelation. It is a revelation that would strike fear into the heart of anyone who would read this letter. So John knows that his readers need encouragement, and he provides encouragement in the best, in the only way that's possible, and that is that he speaks to the character of the one who will preside over those events that terminate this age. Let's read verses 4 and 5 of Revelation 1 together. And as we do that, I would ask you to focus on the things that are said about Jesus. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. There are three things here that we see that can help us remember Jesus this morning: that he is a faithful witness, and that he is the firstborn of the dead, and that he is the ruler of the kings of the earth. The word faithful here means to be worthy of trust. The witness that Jesus gave was a witness that was worthy of our trust. And this passage doesn't tell you what it was that Jesus gave witness of, but the writer of Hebrews does. In chapter 1, he tells us that God spoke to us in his Son, and that his Son is the exact representation of his nature. So, the teaching of Jesus, the parables of Jesus, the words of Jesus, the exhortations of Jesus were completely consistent with the design and the will and the intent of his Father. And the character that Jesus demonstrated as he went through all those teachings and he performed all those miracles and spoke all those parables was an exact representation of who God is. So Jesus is a faithful witness. The term firstborn of the dead refers to the resurrection of Jesus. The resurrection of Jesus, at that resurrection, Jesus became the first who was raised from the dead to life. And that resurrection did two things. First, it accomplished a salvation and a resurrection for everybody who had placed their trust in Jesus as their Savior and Lord. And secondly, and probably more significantly here, what it did is it established Jesus as leader, as head, as king over all of those who would be raised to life in the age to come. So Jesus is the firstborn of the dead. Listen to what Paul writes to the church in Ephesus about the rule and the reign of Jesus. He's writing at the end of chapter 1 in verse 22, and he says, "The Father put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church." All things. So not only every man and every woman, whether they were rich or they were poor, whether they were famous or obscure, whether they were large or small, every king, every governor, every local authority submits presently and in the future to the rule of Jesus. And that is so encouraging to the believer today, because whether it's the rule and the authority that's in Papua New Guinea or in Pakistan or in Poland or in Peru, every local, every regional, every national authority submits to Jesus Christ. Every one of their actions is completely in keeping with God's redemptive purpose in the history of mankind. So if you're here today and you have placed your trust and your confidence in the witness of Jesus, that there is salvation in none other than in him, that he alone is the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by him. Please join us today. As the elements come to you, take them and hold them and ponder the character of Jesus who died for you, that he was a faithful witness. He is the firstborn of the dead, and he is and he will rule over the kings of the earth. As it relates to Jesus' resurrection from the dead, when Jesus was raised from the dead, he did something very important in the life of the believer, and that is that he conquered sin. He conquered death, and he conquered the sin that brought about that death. And so he made it possible for everyone who had placed their trust in him to have success as they wage war with the sin that's in their own life. If there is an ongoing pattern of sin in your life, would you please do business with Christ here before you take the Lord's table today? Admit that sin to the Lord Jesus. Turn from it and repent from it in victory and walk in newness of life and take the elements in a worthy manner. If you're here today and you have not placed your trust in the witness of Jesus Christ, you need to understand one thing, and that is God's only design for the salvation of the lost, is that they place their trust in Jesus Christ. If you haven't yet done that, now is an excellent time to consider the claim of Jesus. When the elements come to you, if you would place your trust in Jesus, feel free to join us in taking the elements together. If not, any one of the elders, myself included, would be happy to talk with you after the service about Jesus, the faithful witness. So the men are going to come forward and serve us. Take the elements on your own, and Scott will close our time in prayer together.